Here's a thought about the weather. You know, if there's one component of a photograph that can make it or break it, it's got to be the weather, particularly in the landscape, where there's really great weather. Even if the subject is mundane, a good photograph can be made because there's drama in the skies and in the shadows of the sun, etc. Weather is just such a key thing. And of course, when we go out photographing, we're subject to whatever the weather is. We can't change it. We can't even plan for it too accurately because weather forecasts aren't all that accurate. But it seems like to me the two strategies are spend as much time as you possibly can out there in the world photographing, because that increases the odds that you'll have better weather to choose from, and to be a little bit patient, because sometimes it takes a while for interesting weather to arrive. Doesn't it seem, however, that if weather is that critical of a component, that it ought to be the thing that we're spending the most time strategizing for? That is to say, studying Doppler weather radar maps and various weather forecasts, because they all differ depending on the source, that maybe we need to think about seasons and the times of year and the angle of the sun and all of that kind of stuff that contributes to everything from fog and mist to sun and clouds and rain and snow and all of those elements of weather that can make a photograph. But do we really spend as much time thinking about weather as we do about cameras and lenses and f-stops and shutter speeds? And you can have the most spectacular camera in the world, and if the weather is boring and a bald blue sky with overhead sun, you're going to have a limited number of photographs you can make under those kind of situations. But if you have a Holga camera and a great storm, you're probably going to be able to make some interesting photographs. So weather is something that I think we need to escalate in our knowledge of, study of, anticipation of. It's a biggie.